Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, welcome to the Owen Jones podcast. Now, I've just come back from France, where I've been covering the French presidential election, which is now between the centre-right Emmanuel Macron and the far-right Marine Le Pen. The left-wing candidate Mélenchon very narrowly did not make it into the second round, to the consternation of his supporters. So now it's a very, very grim choice for the left, because obviously many of them are desperate to stop the far right, and yet they've lived under the right-wing economic policies of Macron and often suffered police brutality under his administration. Now, I've got a documentary coming out. I've spoken to Mélenchon campaign people, to Le Pen supporters out in northern France, to Macron supporters. And I spoke to Edouard Louis, who's a fascinating young working class, from his background at least, intellectual, about the situation, about the terrible situation facing the left in the second presidential election. Edouard Louis, as you'll hear, is very clear that left does have to vote for Emmanuel Macron, as nauseating as many of them think that to be. But I wanted to talk to him about the general political situation. It's a really fascinating interview. Honestly, I can't recommend this enough. We speak to him in the documentary, but I wanted to include the full interview because he's just so fascinating. So please do listen and watch out for the full documentary, because it really is, I think, we've done, because of my brilliant videographer, a brilliant job. Not because of my efforts, but because of the material we've got. Do listen, leave a review, as ever, and spread the word. And do support us on patreon.com/OwenJones84. Here's the interview.
So, Mélenchon came so close. Mm-hmm. What do you make of the significance of his result? Because actually, he started way behind what he actually ended up on.
Right.
But he's not in the second round.
No, but the thing is that Mélenchon and the left created an incredibly powerful dynamic around them. And I think that suddenly so many people felt represented again by the left. And I think that it's something that should make us quite optimistic, because in a strange way, you know, in politics, it's very difficult to change someone. It's very difficult to change people. If I talk to you and I try to change you, you will get stuck on your position, and that's a normal thing. That's a kind of a human reaction. But in a way, it's easier to change the world than to change a person, mm-hmm. and to change an individual. Because if you change the space of discourses, the space of speeches, the way we can talk, the way we address reality, mm-hmm. then so many people, like so many collectives, so many categories, so many groups of people will follow it. And I think what happened with Mélenchon is that for so long, so many working class people, poor people, didn't get in the political field mm-hmm. a way to talk about themselves, a way to say I suffer, or I want a better life, I want a better future, I want more opportunities. And they had the illusion that the only ones that were providing a space for that were the far right. So therefore it became I suffer because of migrants, mm-hmm. or I suffer because of women's rights or LGBT people. But if you provide suddenly another way of saying I, like yeah. I suffer because of capitalistic oppression, I suffer because of class injustice, then so many people follow and change the way of saying I, of saying us, mm-hmm. of saying as a group we want something else. And that's why Mélenchon created this dynamic, I think, so quickly. Suddenly another way of talking about themselves, yeah. for working class people, lower middle class people, they found a way of addressing political issues again. And it was a long time since it happened, you know, because we all know the story of the of the left all over Europe, in England with the Labour, in Germany with the SPD, in France with the Socialist Party, chasing working class people, stop talking about poverty, precarity, pain, all those things. And something is switching again. And I hope and I believe that there is the beginning of a strong dynamic that is being recreated again on the left, and the connection between the left and the working class people. When I was a child, all my family was voting for the far right. And at this last election, all my family voted for Mélenchon.
And was so that the first time they didn't vote for the far right?
During the last election already, in 2017, something was already happening. Some people from my family were already switching to the left. And now it was the whole family. And so we see that, of course, all of this is a process. And, you know, like, you know better than me that politics is not a picture. It's not something, you know, that doesn't move. It's a dynamic. It's movement. It's about movement. And what happened between now and the 80s, for example, when the far right in France was doing 3% or 4% for the first time, everybody was frightened.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And now that they're doing 49%, maybe more, we are about to be relieved because they do only for 49% at the second round. So what happened between, like, a political dynamic completely created something, changed our way of seeing, our way of perceiving, and what we should do is to create the same thing on the left. And I believe that it's what is going on, what is happening around Mélenchon, around the but like for the far right, in a way, it takes time, and it's something that it's being built gradually, of course.
I mean, tell me a bit about your family in terms of you know, why they ended up voting for the far right. So just tell me a bit about, just, you know, your upbringing, but what drove them in that direction?
I mean, it's a sadly banal story in a way, and I'm not going to tell you things that you don't know. The thing is, my family is a, like, working class family, workers, factory workers, maids and everything, cashiers, people working at the supermarket. And when I was a child in the 90s, early 2000s, they were always talking about the lack of representation from the left. The left don't care about us, they don't talk about us, they don't consider us, and therefore we are going to vote for the far right because they are the only ones who vote, who talk about us, who represent us, who give us a voice. And it was always the prime reason for voting. It was nobody care about us except for the far right. Nobody see us except for the far right. I mean, my mother was saying this all the time. My father was saying this. They don't care about us, so we will go vote for the right. And my whole family was voting for the far right. I remember even my father would go with my brother in the voting booth to make sure that my brother would vote for the far right. Since it was a very small village, nobody dared to say anything to my father, who was like this also huge man that scared, everybody was scared of him. And so it was really this kind of feeling of absence. And clearly, as you know, this individual feeling of absence was linked to a collective phenomenon and a kind of history of politics, which, as we were saying, made the left, the institutional left, talking less and less about working class people, about poverty. And then so many people were switching in a way that in the village I grew up, like 50 or more than 50% of the people would vote for the far right at the first round. And it's still big, it's still huge, it's still 45% at this last election voted for Le Pen at the first round. So it's huge, but there is something here changing.
I mean, what has to change now for the fact that millions of working class French people are still voting for the far right rather than for the left, for Mélenchon? Because Mélenchon did present a anti-system alternative from the left, and that won lots of votes, but not as much as Le Pen. What has to change for that to happen?
I mean, I think there are two things. The first is, as we were saying, it's a story of a dynamic that, of course, takes time, and people are switching. Some people are changing. Some people are changing their way of perceiving themselves and talking. So it's also a matter of time, of timing, of construction, of constructing something. But also, it's like there are kind of two wars. There is the war against the elite or against the dominant class who completely destroy, despise, insult the working class people. Those things we are talking about and all the political struggles that is a consequence of it. Mm-hmm. But also I feel that there is a kind of second war going on, which is a war inside the working class. Mm-hmm. And at this last election in France, you saw some of the urban working class and a non-white working class voting for Mélenchon in a huge amount, you know, huge amount of votes going to the left and going to Mélenchon, and so many rural white working class people voting for the far right. And you are in a kind of situation where you have like two working classes, two Frances fighting against each other, you know. So the question becomes like how to end this war and to make people understand that they are on the same side, that they are suffering from the same domination. And we know that, of course, it's obviously what happened all the time. I mean, when you suffer from the same oppression, very often, instead of like putting you together, it splits people. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when I was a child, I was this gay child, and my mother is a woman, and we were both suffering from masculine domination,
patriarchy,
and, from patriarchy, from masculine domination, and because of that, she was calling me faggot, and because of that, I was treating her badly because she was a woman, and we had learned to treat women badly, and in a strange way, or in a paradoxically logical way. Mm-hmm. The fact that we were experiencing same domination put us apart instead of putting us together. And so at a macro level with the working class, it's really what is going on. And we saw really during this last election, two fronts fighting against each other, two wars of values, and the dynamic to come will be to kind of undo this war and to try to communicate on the fact that the war is somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But it's probably going to be a very difficult process because it's also very ingrained, you know, in contemporary France.
I hope you enjoyed that and got a lot from it. You can support us, this podcast and video channel and social media enterprise with all of it, if you go to patreon.com/HerringJones84, support the team with the brilliant work that they do, and keep allowing us to challenge the right-wing media and the narratives and to give a voice to voices that you otherwise don't hear from. Or you can support us by clicking on the description of this podcast. Do leave a review, as ever. Lots of love. Speak soon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.